this bulletin. An Australian studying in North Korea is accused of spying and spreading propaganda. An Indigenous actor recognised in the NAIDOC Awards. And in tennis, world number one Ash Barty continues her Wimbledon campaign. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. North Korea is accusing Australian student Alex Sigley, who was detained last week, of spying and spreading anti-Pyongyang messages. The Perth man was released from detention in North Korea with the help of Swedish officials, but hasn't personally explained what happened to him. It's been reported Mr. Sigley was providing photos and materials to media with a critical view of the North, and he was engaging in espionage. The North Korean Central News Agency says the 29-year-old was freed and deported after he asked for forgiveness. An advocate for a Tamil asylum seeker family awaiting deportation says their 2-year-old daughter received a head injury while in detention, but was refused access to a hospital for more than 7 hours. A friend and advocate of asylum seekers Priya Annades from Queensland says their daughter was struck on the head by a whiteboard at the Melbourne Immigration Transit Accommodation Centre in Broadmeadows. Angela Frederick says Priya has told her the accident happened on Thursday and the little girl was distressed.
And then basically it wasn't until it was about 5 hours later she threw up again, and they'd sort of been, her face was swollen a bit. So they were arguing, you know, can we get her seen? Apparently the guards there were as well, you know, she needs to get to the hospital. But management was apparently not letting them take her. So it wasn't until that second after she threw up again, she finally was able to get in an ambulance.
Voters in Greece go to the polls today in a snap election after Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras called the poll early. His main challenger is the New Democracy Party leader Kyriakos Mitsotakis, who is ahead in the polls. University of Sydney Professor Vradidas Karalis says Mr. Tsipras is seeking a new mandate following his Syriza party's defeat by the opposition New Democracy Party in European Parliament and local elections in May.
That was really problematic for the government. It didn't have the mandate to continue governing. So they thought it would be better if we could restart the process, and they went for the snap elections, essentially 6 months before they should have happened.
A pedestrian has been struck by 2 cars and killed in Melbourne's north overnight. Police say the death happened at Reservoir, but the man hasn't been identified. Both drivers are helping police with their inquiries this morning. Iran is expected to announce an increase in uranium enrichment above the nuclear deal limit in a press conference on Sunday morning. News agencies are reporting the level will rise from 3.6% to 5% after a 2015 deal with 6 world powers. Iran states its nuclear program is peaceful and not designed to create bombs. Aboriginal actor David Golpalil has won the National NAIDOC Lifetime Achievement Award for 2019 at a ceremony last night. The 66-year-old didn't attend the event in person, but sent his thanks via a video message. His first screen role was in the 1971 film Walkabout. In tennis, Australian Ashley Barty has defeated British player Harriet Dart in less than an hour on centre court at Wimbledon. The world number one beat Dart in 2 sets, 6-1, 6-1, but Barty says a lot of the games could have gone either way. She's described playing on centre court as a beautiful experience.
Yeah, it's incredible to be here. It's a first for me. I'm in new territory. Have obviously had a little bit of a taste in doubles before, but really excited to be here in singles for the first time.
Rafael Nadal has also progressed in the men's draw of Wimbledon, beating Frenchman Joe Wilfried Tsonga. And in soccer, Sweden has overpowered England in the Women's World Cup in Nice with a final score of 2-1. England missed out on a third-place finish in the playoff after the Swedes' fast start put them ahead early. And India has crushed Sri Lanka in the Cricket World Cup. And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 19. Adelaide, showers easing, 16. Melbourne, late showers, 18. Hobart, mostly sunny, 15. Canberra, morning fog, partly cloudy, 16. Wollongong, a morning shower or two, 18. Sydney, a possible shower, 19. Newcastle, similar conditions, 20. Brisbane, possible shower, 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, sunny, 31. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.